Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, shh. Yo, I got we got a couple things happening. One, never forget, we're keeping it rocking too for all the teachers and all the classrooms that are being financially neglected around this city based on how our public school system is set up in most public school systems. So we've took it upon ourselves to find some cash and give it to teachers. You know what I'm saying? And get them paid $1,000. You got to go to hot97.com/securing the future. Because that's what we're trying to do. Also, a half a grand in your hand coming up. We got money for everybody. 500 animals. Courtesy of French Montana. You know he got that new album out. Go check for it. They must have got amnesia. Got some heat on there. So we're going to get you paid. All right? There's many ways to get paid. But back to the teachers, man. We looking out. Now, today's weather, y'all up to the time on this? Laura, you seen this?
Yes.
So it's like 40 right now. Shawna, you saw this?
Yeah.
High of 45.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to keep getting colder and colder.
But by midday, it's 30, and sometime in the next couple of hours, it's supposed to switch from this rain to snow and ice.
Right. I'm not even prepared. I didn't know how to dress. I heard that this morning. I was like,
I think you're supposed to dress for what it's about to be, not what it is.
And I'm going to be out all day. So what it's going to be later?
It's cold, 30. And then tonight it's going to be zero.
See, now you're playing with my emotions.
That's
bro.
What it, I mean. I didn't do it. You know what I mean? But I don't even know if that's the windshield factor. I don't know if that's
the real feel.
I'm just going off the regular temperatures they gave us. But the feels likes, the feels likes is like zeros. But that's in the overnight. That's like night. But in the evening on your commute home, it's in the 18s and 20s.
This evening
on your commute
home.
That's
the real feel or that's just
what That's the real feel.
Oh, man.
And it's like 10 degree difference between the temperature and the real feel. The temperature's like 27. Real feel like 17 tonight. But yeah. The snow's pulling up. A lot of schools have late openings. No closures that I heard about, but a lot of schools have late openings, so hopefully you got that automated phone call.
What does that mean?
That means schools ain't open until like 10 to give people extra time this morning so they don't have to rush around in the ice and the wetness and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's really all I've seen. I haven't heard about any closures. I was listening to 1010 Wins, and they ain't have any, so... That's that. Now, you got the squad, Thursday vibes. We almost made it to the weekend. On the weather side of things for the weekend, it's cold. The high is 23 on Friday and 28 on Saturday and 34 on Sunday. So, no rain really looking like.
Yeah.
So far, it looks like sunshine all the way through the weekend, just real cold.
Okay.
So, we can lock into that, all right? So, bundle up and get outside. That's what I do. That's my mode. Throw on some layers and gloves and still go outside. Me and Issa was outside playing on the playground. It was like, she was like, I want to go outside and play. I was like, it's cold. She was like, I'll be all right for a minute. She got cold. Them hands started biting her, though, after a minute. The hands started biting, but we went out for like 30. You know what I mean? Get out the crib.
Sore job.
Candace, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning? Where you headed? Are you at the crib? You going to work? What's popping with you? We want to know.
I'm going to work.
And you want to share what you want to do or what you do to get money?
I work at a hospital. Right. I work at Columbia University.
Okay. Shout out to all the people on the front lines. How's the COVID cases and the mayhem in the hospital right now?
It's going down now, so numbers are going down.
I heard that yesterday. Somebody actually said it was reports coming out that the number of cases in New York City was going down and the hospitalizations was going down.
Yeah.
But then I read another story that said, but brace for the, you know, because they don't know. The last time we was at this level of cases and whatever, it led to deaths. Mm-hmm. When it led to, you know, a lot of people that, what is that, 2-3 week lag of like people start dying after.
Right.
So they don't know what's going to happen this time.
I'm assuming that the case numbers are going to go up, too.
Well, especially no, with all of these. Well, it says it's going down now.
Right, but now with everybody having ordered these, like, big kits, you know.
Oh, more tests. More tests mean
so
more cases.
More cases.
Okay.
So there will be a spike, I think, just because of that alone.
Listen, as long as the hospitalizations and the deaths keep going down. Mm-hmm. Listen, COVID ain't going nowhere. We done been over this.
It's here. It's family.
This your people's now. This your people's now. Coming over every holiday.
That's a fact.
Ben.
Morning.
Morning, fam.
Ben.
Ben. Ben, where are you calling us from, sir?
I'm heading to work right now, going to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, what do you do?
I'm a high school teacher.
Which school? You want to shout the school?
E.R. Murrow, Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow. Shout to y'all over there, man. And once again, shout to all the teachers out there. Y'all, how's y'all PTA over there? Y'all got a little bit of money in the PTA over there, right?
I stay in the classroom and keep my blinders on and
do my thing. Leave me out of that, bro. Leave me out. Well, Ben, thanks for calling. Thanks for everything you're doing with the youths, man. We appreciate that. Now, Candace. Who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
Where you going, Candace?
I'm going to go with Laura.
Yo, right. Man, it's the right thing to do. It's the game that lives up to its name. Laura never loses. Shawnee with the question. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play. Right. Laura never loses.
Go.
All right. Which rapper is producing a live action? Bro,
a rapper producing a live action. I think it's Snoop Dogg.
Incorrect. Oh.
Okay, finish the question.
Which rapper is producing a live action comedy with South Park creator?
Kendrick Lamar. That's right.
Kendrick Lamar. That's correct. The name of which African animal means river horse?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
That would be a hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus is correct. Who was arrested at customs?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Vic Mensa for the
with
shrooms.
Them shrooms. That's
about
correct.
That. Okay.
What are the three types of matter?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Three types of matter. Let's see.
Three, two.
Gray matter, you don't matter, and
Black Lives Matter.
It doesn't matter.
Black Lives. Incorrect, but incorrect.
No, it's gas.
Yep.
Solid and liquid.
Yes.
That's a fact. Tie game.
Tie game.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right.
Blue lives matter, black lives matter, and all lives matter.
I mean, this is the only thing that matters. All right. Let's see.
Okay.
What state is known as the Sunshine
Ebro.
State? Ebro. Ebro.
That would be Florida.
Florida.
Ebro! Yo, Ben, we did it for the teachers, man.
Sorry, Candace, we're so proud.
We did it for the teachers, man.
It's okay.
Yo, Candace, we love you.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Candace, hold that right here.
And you, sir, get a $100 gift card courtesy of Ladies Who List Atlanta. Congratulations.
$100 for you, Ben.
Thank you so much. Third time's a charm.
Yo, Ben, are you more excited than this in the classroom? Like, what do you teach? You know what you sound like? I'm gonna be honest.
Let me guess here.
You are a biology teacher.
Close, earth science.
I knew it was a science.
I love it.
I can tell it was
science,
man.
I get crazy.
You scientists, y'all get serious, man.
I hated
serious. Science and math teachers are always like 50-50. Dude. They might be serious.
My mom's was a science teacher, but biology.
No.
Earth science and like social studies was like, we talking about rocks right now, man?
No, that was, but that was where I was at. Geography, geology, all that. I was in that. Yeah, man.
Social studies.
Geometry.
And earth science.
Sean,
earth,
you're social science. To be about earth. Stones. I mean,
well, yes, they didn't tell us that in seventh grade. Healing stones. They didn't say it was healing. They was just like, you know, the type of rocks. I was like, you talking about crack rock? Because that's the ones I see in my head.
You see, Shawnee's always been the same. It's always been the same. Ben. Oh, whoops. I hung up on Ben. Sorry, Ben. Call back.
Oh, no. Hey,
damn. Hit me with the button.
Damn. You gotta plug it in.
Oh, it's not even plugged in?
Oh, my gosh. What a mess.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Cardi B is stepping up to help, you know, all the victims that passed away during the deadly Bronx fire. So I'll give you details on the story coming up next.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
If I go woo enough, does it sound like we're having fun? Woo!
Yeah, a little bit.
If I just make like hype noises, like, yeah!
If you do it like once or twice, or like, excessively, woo! It's like, what's happening?
All right, let's go. Flashing lights. Shawnee, let's go flashing lights.
Flashing lights, more stuff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
Lights. I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Cardi B came out and said that she was paying for the funeral and burial costs of those that were killed in the fire that killed 17 people in the Bronx. She said, quote, "I can't even begin to imagine the pain and the anguish that the families of the victims are experiencing, and I hope not having to worry about the costs associated with burying their loved ones would at least help a little bit in moving forward and healing."
Well, and also that means that the other money that was raised, the $2 million that was raised by the Mayor's Fund and the hundreds of thousands of dollars that was raised by the Gambian Youth Organization, they can use that money for something else. They don't have to use that money, you know what I mean, for relocation and burial costs. So that's good.
That's good.
That's
I
great.
Just
what? Say it.
So a journalist that I follow, and you're familiar with her, her name is Aviani.
Oh yeah, Aviani. Yeah.
Aviani.
Yep.
She's I really enjoy her work, and she had posted like a series of tweets that were very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know where she got her information, but she said that, you know, according to her tweets, she was saying that the mayor had allocated funds to the victims already in the form of, like, I think it was $2,500 in gift cards.
Okay.
But I'm like, they've raised over $2 million.
That's right.
$2,500?
Well, so
I just want to know, and I hope they're transparent to see, like, how.
Well, the mayor's fund is supposed to be transparent. Like, we could log on and see everything.
How?
I haven't done it, but that's the way I read it. The $2,500 gift cards probably were just like, assuming this happened already, not was promised, but actually happened.
Right.
A gift card is quicker to get to and easier to hand to somebody than a check or a transfer to someone's account. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some of these family, you're like, do they have bank accounts? Do they not? Like, right. Do they have checking accounts? Yes. Can they cash a check?
Well, and if they're undocumented, folks, it's hard.
So a gift card, while it doesn't sound nice, like you just handed them a gift card, well, it's $2,500. You know what I'm saying? If it's an American Express gift card, you can use that anywhere.
I just feel it's a little low, but I'm hoping more will come.
20? Yeah, I think it's just something to get them going. Like in the last, what has it been? A week since this took place?
No, it's 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Right after New Year's. Yeah.
Has it been that long, Rosenberg?
The fire?
The fire's 3 weeks. Yeah,
it was like 3 days after New Year. It was right when we came back. It was, I think, before we even. It was at the top, or 2 weeks?
Maybe two.
All 2 weeks.
So, yeah, let's just go with 2 weeks.
But at any rate, whenever they. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Meaning
I've had to disperse funds, and I know how complicated the paperwork and things can be. And so getting someone a check made in their name, transferring money to a bank account takes days.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with a large organization. What's quick, though, is run down there and get us some gift cards and hand these out to people so they can give it to their kids if they need to. They can use it wherever they want to use it. And they don't have to worry about pulling it out of an account or even, for that matter, paying taxes on it.
Right, like that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm not saying it sounds good because it doesn't. But let's hope there's going to be more. The mayor's fund allegedly raised $2 million or maybe a little bit more. And the Gambian Youth Organization raised close to $1 million, I think.
So that's almost three.
The building's uninhabitable?
I heard a report shortly after the fire that there was controversy around like people staying in hotels for a night or two, and they sent some families back to the building despite, and there was some anger around that, like despite that their place was smelling like smoke and everything in there smelled like smoke, and they sent people back. I don't know what happened after the complaints.
There's going to be a lot of confusion around that too, and like whose apartments are totaled,
right?
And whose apartments are actually okay, and once they clean up. And then who lost all their stuff?
Right.
Who didn't lose all their stuff?
Like, that's right.
Because remember, it was smoke throughout the building, but the whole building didn't burn.
No, only it was one mostly apartment smoke. Right.
But that smoke damage is also terrible.
That's right.
So it's complicated, man. Well, and a lot of people are involved now. There's been so much money raised that I think it's going to be pretty complicated figuring out how to disperse all of this properly.
I just hope we get some transparency.
Well, we need it because it's going to be a lot of money that's been coming in there.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of complaints. There's going to be a lot, and by the way, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of anger. Remember, this building was already a place where people were complaining that they weren't being taken care of appropriately from the ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So there was already anger. So imagine you're pissed because the heat ain't working and a fire started because the heat ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to send us back into a building that basically people died in because the heat ain't working. And you telling me I got to go back in there and live in there and the heat ain't working and it smells like smoke now and people, mad kids died and I'm supposed to just go back in there?
Men just like pick up life as it was? Yeah, that's crazy.
So Cardi also talked about relocation costs, not just funeral costs, but relocation costs. Yeah, so people are stepping up, man, and it will be anger. There will be emotion.
And it was only 10 days ago.
10 days.
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks. Sounds like a long time.
I thought it was full weekends ago.
But it 10 days ago. Okay. All right. We'll keep you posted. The more we learn, we will communicate and we'll let you
know. And thanks, Cardi B, for the shout outs, too.
Yeah, she was on Instagram Live just saying
hi. Shouted us out multiple times, us and the other squad down the street, Power 105. So it was love. It was love.
It's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:02. Laura Styles got the phone. Today is going to be high, a little rain, a little snow this morning, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah, I feel like we started reporting on this the next day.
Yeah, we did. You were here. We were all here.
And then we went up there like the day after that or something like that and started dropping off clothes.
Right? Yeah. So it was 10 days ago, something like that.
Yeah. All right, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. Ride or die. Congratulations. You played yourself. I'm hearing there's a whole controversy at ESPN with Rosenberg and his cohorts.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys all about it. You know, it sounds like they don't take losing very well. I'm hearing all about it in the streets, man.
Take losing very well.
Keep it locked, man. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Oh, baby.
Yo, man. I just want to say, man, the whole Joe Biden is a stuttering, stammering old man skit is so, like, we know. We knew when we voted for him.
Well, what happens?
We voted for Joe Biden to get rid of Donald Trump. If they were like, yo, who do you want to be president? Donald Trump or Rosenberg's girlfriend's dog, Rocky? Rocky would have won. And Rocky is 92 in dog years.
Difference between Rocky and Donald Trump, though?
Rocky's a great guy.
Rocky, and Rocky has that big D energy. Trump has the exact opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you talking about D?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And why are you reminding me of Lotto songs? You know what I'm saying? You brought me all the way back to Lotto songs 2 days ago. I had moved on. But anyway, on the cover of the New York Post, Biden had some confused, disastrous Q&A. Biden is a great, nice guy. Biden has had a stuttering problem, I think, his entire life.
He's fumbling.
Yeah. Gaff, he's a gaff master.
He's a gaff master.
We knew that.
Wow.
But if you expected people in mass to vote for a overt racist criminal instead of a stuttering, stammering, great guy, like a super nice guy, guess what?
Congratulations.
Get over.
You played yourself.
It's over, Lie. And Tish James, the Attorney General of New York, quote, Don and family told towering tales on values of property. Her investigation into the Trump Organization here in New York State has found a lot of criminal activity. And she made it official yesterday.
So what's happening now?
Well, it's going to keep going on. I guess they're going to get indicted. They're going to have to do this and do that. It's going to move into a full-fledged criminal investigation against the organization. I don't know if they're going to be able to implicate Donald Trump. But on the Donald Trump side of things, the Supreme Court ruled against Donald Trump yesterday.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And all the stuff that they were trying to hide with the whole January 6th investigation. Supreme Court, 8-1. Justices, two justices that Donald Trump appointed, was like, nah, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Come off the docks. Come off the deets, the docks.
They're like, oh, you thought that we was going to save you?
And hold this out.
Congratulations.
So we'll see.
You played
now,
yourself.
I always do this when after I hear this info and everybody's all giddy and excited about it. I always go, but anybody going to jail? Because I maintain on this program for many years that if Donald Trump doesn't lose a lot of money and or go to jail, America has failed.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And there will be another individual like Donald Trump doing what Donald Trump did with other people.
Or Donald Trump himself.
Or Donald Trump himself.
Right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So if
yourself.
You're really that mad about it, you better do something for real.
I really do agree with you. I mean, basically what you're really doing is being kind of hopeful. When you think about it, what you're doing is holding on to hope.
Who, me?
I mean, the tiniest speck of hope that what happened will be some way righted.
Well, no,
by him going to jail or being punished for what he did.
All I'm saying is I don't know if I have hope. I don't even know if I'm saying
that. But that's what that whole idea is.
You want to save the country and the integrity of the country.
Because the other argument is it already happened. It failed. We already we're a failure. It happened. And we're dead. And now we're just on a course for more to happen.
That's right.
And we're watching it with the voting rights stuff. If this doesn't get done, what they're trying to set up right now is a way for them to keep getting in office even though they don't have the numbers. So picture a world where the MAGA maniacs run the country. The population that actually feels that way is, what, 35% hardcore MAGA? Maybe 35%. But they're putting rules in place so they could still get elected positions and take control. And we, the huge majority of people who are against them, would be powerless. It's a scary, scary time.
Well, it sounds like.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's what it sounds like. Laura, what's on your list today?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Something fun. It's late. I was watching a video of Bobby Shmurda. He was on, I was guest on Gilly
and Wallow, $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game podcast. Enjoy the interview. Bobby gets up on the couch and is like dancing, and he falls head first off the couch.
Oh, he fell backwards over that couch and kept dancing.
I haven't seen it yet. I gotta watch.
He kept dancing.
For fun, I'll give him the button. But listen, I enjoy Bobby dancing and having a good time. I guess I'll just give it to everyone who's continuously calling him out for having a good time.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
He shouldn't be dancing.
Why?
You didn't see that? He said that his career was going to go double wood because the streets aren't going to mess with him because he's dancing too much.
Who said this?
Whack 100.
Hey, yo, Whack 100, shut up.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Let the kid have fun, man.
And by the way, no. Wait. Even beyond that. If everybody recalls when we first met Bobby Shmurda, were they doing?
His legs kicking while he's already on the ground is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yo, but what were they doing when we first met these kids?
Dancing.
They didn't have any guns in the video. And if you go back and look at our interviews from 2014 with them, one of the things I commended them on was not putting guns in the video. I knew what neighborhood they was from. I knew what the guns was going off in the neighborhood was all about. But I saw some young dudes trying to make some music and have fun and not put guns in their video. Doing their darndest. They still got caught up, but nonetheless, they've been dancing. So everybody shut up.
Congratulations.
And not only that,
you played yourself.
Black 100 and Gilly and Wallow been going back and forth. They're friends, but they talk ish. Wax only talking because he got a podcast he's launching.
Well, also, wasn't Wax's whole thing being Mr. Anti-Tekashi 6ix9ine, right? So then why are you going to hate on another kid?
He's not Anti-Tekashi 6ix9ine. He got money with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Sorry, he pretended to be Anti-Tekashi.
I don't know what he was pretending. He's just, yo, Wax, stop it. Rosenberg was on your list.
Let Bobby live, man. Mine is for us as a society in the way that we talk about mental health. And it's now gotten to a point where you explained to me how to have this conversation. Antonio Brown went on Brandon Marshall's podcast, the former wide receiver, and said he doesn't have a mental health problem. And says why whenever he does anything, do people right away go, oh, he's crazy, he's got mental health problems. And what I'm finding funny about this whole thing is two things. One, are we supposed to listen to people who may have serious mental health problems when they say they don't have mental health problems?
Well, it's like listening to people who have other problems and you know they have problems and they're saying they don't have problems.
Because if I come up to you and I'm screaming and I'm like, guys, and you're like, yo, Rosenberg, you sound like you're really wild. And I'm like, I'm fine. Well, I'm good. Well,
Are you?
So I don't understand how that's supposed to help us. But the truth is, the reason people use the term mental health problems is because we are, as a society now, not allowed to, and I'm not Mr. Anti-Cancel Culture, you know that. I'm for canceling when it makes sense. We're not allowed to call people crazy anymore.
Oh, you're not?
No! So now when Antonio Brown runs off the field, when AB takes his clothes off and runs off the field dancing.
Well, only the top part of his clothes. Don't make it sound like he was naked.
When he goes shirtless mid-game and dances doing jumping jacks off the field mid-game, something we've never seen before, people don't want to go, yo, your man's crazy. So they try to nicely go, I think he has mental health problems. And then he's like, don't say that I have mental health problems.
So can you say, yo, my man's, you was tripping?
We need to come up with something we're allowed to say. Because it was something.
Until further notice, I'm saying so. Crazy's crazy. Sometimes people just crazy. Son.
But you don't notice that a lot of people now, rather than going that route, go, well, I think we should
These are the Twitter professionals.
The Twitter professionals.
I'm not a social media professional where I claim to
understand
it all.
They'll wait for you, though. Ebro, how dare you talk about someone's mental health? Because that word has become such a cheap way to talk about anything. Oh, he has mental health problems.
That sounds worse.
Well, how about this?
Right?
It does sound worse.
How about this? We all got mental health problems on some level or another.
You say we all crazy?
Everybody's crazy in some degree or has a crazy in them. Mm-hmm. Everybody. True. And the more we make that normal, the more somebody who says to Antonio Brown or anyone, yo, my man, you might be going through some mental health things that you need to deal with, the more it's easy for them to accept it. Because the reason he's not accepting it is because it sounds clinical to him.
Right. It sounds like a diagnosis.
It sounds like a diagnosis, and he hasn't been diagnosed. So he's going, I ain't got no mental health issues. What's wrong with y'all? Ain't nothing wrong with me. I just be tripping sometimes and acting crazy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Zebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We got money. A half a grand in somebody's hand is happening after 8 o'clock. So keep it locked if you want to get paid. Another way to get paid on this program, too, is New York City school teachers. If you work in a classroom or a school that's financially challenged, we've scratched together some cash, and every week we give them a teacher $1,000 for their classroom. We would do the same this week. We normally give them a call on Friday, but you could submit stories. Tell us what's going on in your classroom. Hot97.com/securing the future. Cast one, 97 minutes commercial free. Right now. DJ John coming up. Yeah. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Good money. Good money. Good money. So here's the deal. I don't know if it's started yet because I'm inside. But for those of you commuting right now.
Wait, what?
Well, I don't know. It was supposed to get colder. It was 40 this morning. It was raining.
It's not going
to
snow, is it?
And it was supposed to start snowing.
Yeah,
it was supposed to get cold and start snowing.
Oh, no.
And then it stops, and it's just icy and cold throughout the day, and it goes down to, like, zero tonight.
Oh, damn it.
So
tonight? Hold on.
It gets really cold. And I went by tonight, I think they mean, like, late night, overnight. But nonetheless, when you're commuting home from work today, it could be 20 degrees.
It could be that way when I got to worry about the snow commuting home from here. Because, you know, Ebro, he enjoys this. He wants the snow. He wants the ice.
Absolutely.
He wants to go out in his man car. I have a little sporty sedan. It does not do well. Let the ice come down. All of a sudden, you're like, this is not a nice car.
But here's the thing. You get to stay home.
I mean, I will.
Snow days.
Once you get home.
Even this morning, like, they've delayed openings of schools so that people don't have to rush out in the ice and things.
Yo, shout out to all the dudes out there who realize that they're washed, because my girl is away in Thailand till next week, end of next week, on a trip. And
you have nothing to do.
It is so bad, I'm going through my Rolodex to try to convince friends and family to visit me this weekend.
I'm more impressed that you still have a Rolodex. Do you even think that people know what a Rolodex is?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, I just said that normally like it's true. I've never had a Rolodex, first of all. My parents had one, though, for sure. Right. But a Rolodex is a thing that holds your... Oh, you have one in your office, right?
Yeah.
You have to have a Rolodex on your phone.
In the 90s when I was a programmer.
Yeah, you had to have that. But so I went through my phone, and I'm like, what friend could I convince? Try to get my brother and my nephew to come up. My nephew wanted to come. My brother's like, it's free. My brother lived here for 15 years. He's like, bro, I'm not coming up here in 10-degree weather.
Wait, come up like this weekend just to keep you company?
Hang out. My girl's gone. Let's wild out.
Let's wild out. Huh?
Go to dinner. You know?
That's just wild out. Go to dinner.
Have a good time.
You can't just wild out by yourself?
No. No, I can't, Cass.
Oh, you're not that tight. You're not that tight.
Nope.
You're not going to go to a movie by yourself.
Rosenberg, you're not going to go out. One company. It's completely normal.
I'm in a place in my life. I live a healthy, great lifestyle.
Yeah.
The problem with that is, though, when you lose the companionship, that is wild boring. Being unhealthy and loose is way more fun when you're alone than when, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're living a healthy, good lifestyle and your girl's gone, you're like, all right, well, I'll wait for these football games to start. Not a whole lot to do.
Yo, I feel you. Look, if my lady's busy, I'm calling friends like, yo, you want to go stand outside and smoke a blunt? Like, I haven't just stood outside and smoked in a long time.
Because what else is there to do? You're not going to a club.
I'm the complete opposite. I enjoy that. I'm like, oh, I'm by myself for this week? Oh, well,
but you're also a gamer. So you're going to play video games. You got tons of things that you do inside that, you know, and you're in clubs. You're going to go to clubs.
And you've been married for dumb long. I'm coming off of...
Rosenberg doesn't play video games. He doesn't go to clubs. His friends don't go to clubs. He's not...
What do you do with your free time, bro? Well, actually, you can watch wrestling. You podcast. There's a lot to do.
He already does that, though.
But I already do
that. Yeah. Go some Jacob's Pickles.
Do more, man. We want more one-up-his life. Come on, man.
Oh, just do more podcasts for you.
Yeah, do more podcasts.
You know what you do when your girl goes away? Start a podcast called
My Girl's Away.
I mean, you have like 9 podcasts.
Hey,
anyway,
everyone.
I'm sure I'm sure one of those networks will pick you up for a couple episodes. You always got another network you're associated with.
Podcast
join
deal.
The Joe Budden Podcast Network
there
for like
go.
6 episodes.
I don't think Joe would have
a pop-up. A pop-up.
Yo, go on Gillian Wallow's $1 million worth of game, but they're on Barstool. I don't know if you could do Barstool
pop
on ESPN.
Pop-up podcast?
Same
that's
yeah.
a good idea.
Yeah. Pop-up podcast.
You
know? With Peter. The 3 Ps. It's a PPP podcast.
P-P-P.
Yo, that's lit.
The pop-up
that's
podcast
lit.
With
I
Peter.
Like it.
There you go. I now we gave you something to do now.
Thank the Pushing Peter podcast.
Get out of here.
Shut up. Nobody gives a damn. Push DJ John is here. Call right now. It's DJ John. DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. Yo, John, what's popping, baby?
Pushing P. I like it.
Ooh. Like P's it. Pushing P?
P.
The podcast?
Yep.
He doesn't even know what P stands for.
What is pushing P?
It's player. It's an old school street
on,
term.
Player.
Like when you. Yo, that's P. That's player. The P stands for player.
Not positivity?
It could if you want to. The P can stand for whatever you want. Who knows, man? It's a new world out here. They've been saying P. My dad and him was like, yo, that's P right there. That's player.
Ebro had such a senior moment on social the other day.
Is people saying P in the song back in my day?
That's right.
This is. Can someone clarify for me, please?
I just wanted to know if it was the same thing.
Yo, oh, the old man yells at cloud meme is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You should have put it up.
Did you get the answer?
Yeah, everybody was from Memphis
agree.
To Milwaukee to
but
the Bay.
Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Now?
That's
same
what
thing.
The P stands for player.
Well, in Mexico, they say something different for P. It's called Pinel.
Yeah. I don't know if you can say it on the radio, so.
Congratulations.
What's
you played crazy. Yourself.
What's Pendejo.
Pendejo. Which we just said 3 times, which is a curse
wait, what,
word
what
you're
say?
Not supposed to say on the radio.
Congratulations. First of all, you played
stupid?
Yourself.
I can't say stupid.
I didn't even hear that's the word you were saying the first time you said it. But yeah, I don't think you could say that.
But anyway, it happened. What are you giving away, DJ John?
Can't say stupid. Stupid. All right, can't say stupid. All right, stupid. Giving away Little Dirk tickets going on April 24th at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Hot 97, baby.
There it goes. Call right now. We got Danielle on the line. Danielle, good morning. How's the weather and the commute and all that stuff?
Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. We are great. How are you?
I'm good.
Has it started snowing out there yet? We're inside, so we don't know.
No, it's pouring rain out here. I just drove my girls to school.
Okay.
And I'm about to get out of the car
so
soon
wait.
My son when it stops raining.
Where do you guys live? Because you guys didn't have the delayed opening.
Plainfield.
Plainfield, New Jersey didn't have the delayed opening.
No.
Okay. All right.
We have no snow, just rain.
All right. Well, everybody be safe out there because it's supposed to get crazy. So we're paying attention. Danielle,
yes,
answer this
too.
Question yes. really fast and you get a $100
all
gift
right.
card.
Well, no.
No, what do you get?
Little Dirk tickets.
Oh, Little Dirk tickets. Little Dirk. Concert tickets. You get concert tickets.
That's right.
Here we go. Laura Styles, what you got?
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Danielle, can you tell us what is Cardi B's daughter's name?
Ooh.
That's the easy one. Culture.
Boom.
Named after Shawnee Culture.
Shawnee.
Damn, I'd forgotten.
That's my little sister, kind of in a sort of way.
Yeah, you're related.
Yeah.
You're related?
Culture.
Let's just go with namesake. How about
namesake.
That?
Namesake. I
there
like
go.
That.
All right.
Yeah.
DJ John. Here we go.
We can do that.
Here's your question, DJ John. Can you tell
Martinez.
Us what show did Cardi B go on to reveal she was pregnant in 2018?
Ooh.
What show?
3.
Oh, Love and Hip Hop.
I didn't even know that answer.
2.
You went with Love and Hip Hop already.
No, the correct answer is SNL, Saturday Night. You forgot.
Oh, I was there. Damn it.
There it is. Hey, Danielle, you get a ticket to see Lil Durk.
Yeah.
Salute, the brother Lil Durk. Coming to the Hammerstein.
April 24th.
April
Thanks,
24th.
Guys.
Yo, also, there's a lot of concerts plotted for spring. I heard about a Burna Boy. Did you guys hear about the Burna Boy concert?
Yeah.
In April, I think he's at the Garden, too.
Bad Bunny.
To Africa.
When's Bad Bunny, son?
Next month.
Really?
The end of next month.
Yo, that's fire. There's a lot of big concerts coming. I might be at a concert or two.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You know what I mean? What are we doing now? Why are we not going anywhere?
Well, now that COVID's over, we gotta go to concerts and stuff. You know, now it's getting better.
COVID's over.
Well, in April, it'll be better.
Oh, in April. You're believing the end is here.
All right.
Yeah.
I got news
Once
for
the
y'all.
The weather gets better.
Plan on inviting COVID over for the holidays next year. It ain't going nowhere.
And we said it's family.
It's family now. It's not gone. We'll just learn how to deal with it. That's it. Vaccines. You know, what else they have? The Regenerons and the...
Therapeutics.
Therapeutics. There you go. That's what I was looking for. They have all different types of things to help you get over it now. So hopefully less people go to the hospital, and we're hoping in the next few weeks there's not a big death number. And then once we learn how to cope with it, it'll just be a thing.
It's definitely changed, though. It's definitely changed the people's approach to it. You can see it totally change.
Tell me what you mean.
All the people I knew who didn't get it the first year and a half, and I think they looked at me a little bit like a leper because I'd had it, because they were in other parts of the country and not in New York where it was so easy to get it, they all got it now. It's like it's come through.
Everybody.
Omicron has kind of come through and really lit up such a high percentage of the population. And because in my world, everyone's vaccinated, it hit them light. So they're like, oh, I got it now.
They're moving on.
I can move around now. Yo, my dad hit the point in some ways like, I'm leaving the house, man. If I got to go, I got to go. But he was like, you have time. My dad was like, you have time on the other side of this. I don't know if I have time on the other side of this. So we're going to take our trips now and start doing what we do.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much time there is. And I was like, damn, Dad, I feel what you're saying.
I would say the toughest thing as a parent, right, with all of that, is that when you have a kid that's in school, right, like at Issa's school, she goes anywhere or travels or is around anyone, she has to stay at home.
Yep.
And so as a parent, you're like, you don't want to put your kid in a situation where they can't go to school with their friends or, you know what I mean, or they get stuck and they have to be virtual while all their other friends are in class for two weeks. You know what I'm saying? And it could be like 2 weeks. Where they got to go virtual. And that sucks for a second grader.
Yep.
So as a parent, you don't want your kid to have to do that.
It's amazing, by the way. The pandemic will have defined, like, all of our lives. Everyone listening?
Issa's entire first grade.
Her memory. Her childhood memory. We don't remember things till we're six anyway. Right? How old's Issa? Eight?
Seven. She'll be eight in August.
This is what she will remember. Oh, when I was a kid, I couldn't even go outside. It was the pandemic. And you're going to go, Issa, the first 6 years, it was not a pandemic.
She won't remember that.
She won't remember
that. I know. I have pictures of Issa holding my baby, and she has a mask on. She's going to look at those pictures like, oh, yeah, I had a mask on.
Kenza's entire life will only be post-pandemic, right? Now, we have no idea what that will look like in 5 years in memory.
It'll still be masks. There'll be times. I think forever. There will be periods where they're like, all right, everybody, to slow this thing down, if you want to, we need people to start wearing masks. There's new mask mandates in Jersey right now. There's mask mandates in California right now. I think there was a million, because all they're trying to do is keep people out of the hospital. They're trying to slow it down. How do we make sure that our health system is not overrun with, I have a cousin, he just had bacterial meningitis.
Oh.
Just hit him, boom, went into seizures. This was last week. Goes to the hospital. All the beds are full. They had to move a COVID patient to put him in the bed because, you know, this is like, I mean, that's your spine and your brain.
Right.
So they had to move a COVID patient into the hallway so that they could put him in an ICU bed. Then they couldn't get him out of ICU because all the regular beds was taken.
Right, right.
That's the piece that everybody just kind of glosses over, is that the hospitals are overrun. So all they've been trying to do this whole time with vaccines and masks is keep people from dying and going to the hospital.
And here's the problem that people, I listened to an episode of the Daily podcast where they explain this well. One thing people are missing is, since Omicron is not affecting vaccinated people in too harsh a way, why are the hospitals so full? What they don't understand is that because Omicron spreads so quickly, so many people have it that even though it's affecting less people seriously, the overall numbers are so massive. Big
because people that don't you're get the numbers.
People to the hospital.
People don't understand numbers when you're talking. When you say 70% of people are vaccinated, that 30%, the actual number is mass is millions of people.
Well, and even the 0.0% of vaccinated people who are going to the hospital. Because so many people are getting it, that number adds up to something,
it's
too.
It's a lot of people.
And then you
got
to remember the amount of people who have underlying conditions.
And don't know.
Yes.
Think they're good.
Yes.
But are pre-diabetic or have some sort of heart issue that they didn't know about.
Yep. And we don't get good physicals in this country. You know, the rich get... Bro, I got presented with this thing at the radio station at ESPN, and unfortunately it fell through and I didn't get to do it because I was really excited to do it. They were offering me an opportunity to be a spokesperson for... This is, by the way, this is the kind of stuff they advertise on sports talk radio stations, not on hip-hop radio stations. A very fancy physical. You know the rich people physical? I never heard about this. Do you know about this?
No.
Like a concierge-type physical.
The concierge physical? Where you go to a beautiful place and they like you block out 8 hours...
8 hours.
Yeah.
You go to the place.
They hook machines up to you.
They serve you a beverage, a little breakfast. They serve you breakfast.
Wow.
You hang out. They bring you to your own room. You wait. The doctors come to you one by one, and they run the battery of tests. They go in everything. They can look at your heart and tell you if you're at risk for a heart attack over the next 5 to 10 years.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of this.
Costs like $5,000. But regular people can't do that.
That's right.
No.
And it's definitely not covered by your regular
insurance.
It's not
covered by insurance. So you have to come out of pocket $5,000. But think about how life-saving that could be for people if you could get those physicals.
Well, but see, they don't want people to get those physicals.
Because they need people to be in the healthcare system.
That's right. Because they make money on it. And Big Pharma wants to give you a prescription and do this and do that. And it's a racket. And that's the other part of it, which is why people don't trust the vax.
Because it all ties into that same thing.
Because it all ties into the Big Pharma racket. And it's like, y'all just trying to get us hooked on things. You're just trying to get us... dependent on things. So now it's a vax, and then it's a booster, and then it's a this, and then it's a that, and then I gotta do this, and then I gotta do that, and it's all going to your bottom line, and the stock prices are shooting up, and billionaires, and everybody's making a bunch of money. Meanwhile, me and my family, because we're regular, we're just stuck in the healthcare system while you guys just basically run tests on us and give us prescription drugs and hop us up full of things.
Which is why you made a good point, Ebro. Very exactly. Which is why Ebro's theory that you had very early on is... That's why you want to ask, who's the richest person I know? How are they doing things?
Right.
Because they're going to be doing it in the best way for them possible.
That's right.
The rest of us are running around.
That's right.
Trying to figure out how to live. But the richest people, yo, Jay-Z, when you feel sick, what do you do? Because I want to figure out how to live that life.
Right.
And it may not be always about spending a gazillion dollars. It could just be sometimes about having information.
That's right.
Could just sometimes be about, hey,
which
I got,
is why
I got the
oftentimes we spend a lot of time up here talking about what you eat, water you're drinking, sleep you're getting, the things that I know you can afford to do, which is
true.
Sleep, drink water, and stop. You know what you can afford to do? Stop buying junk food. Stop going through the drive-thru all the time. Stop eating unnecessarily. Stop overeating, because that's cheaper, actually, when you stop eating a lot unnecessarily.
Yeah, and your grocery trips go down. It's hard, though, man. We're all hooked as a society, you know?
Well, because they got us hooked on all this. They got us hooked on the pharmaceuticals. They got us hooked on the junk food. They got us hooked on the sugar. They got us hooked on booze. They got us hooked. They got us on all of it, because it's all a racket. They're getting money off of us. Damn. Happy Thursday.
Flashing lights?
Damn.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Here's some positive news. Silk Sonic is taking their talents to Las Vegas. They have officially signed on for a residency.
Nice. When is it?
So it's at. So they just announced it, but the residency is set to start on February 25th.
Okay.
13 shows.
I love it.
At Dolby Live, and it concludes on April 2nd.
I knew this was going to happen from the moment I saw and heard Leave the Door Open. Matter of fact, bring up that Silk Sonic Blast Off real quick.
Blast Off?
Are you going to take a trip to Vegas?
I mean, you know I'm a stan for some
Silk Sonic. I might even go buy a silk shirt and get dressed up the whole thing, evening with Silk Sonic. You might see me in some sort of leisure suit.
What booze did they send? You know, they sent us, they were like, you know, they send radio stations gifts for like, hey, we have a new album. Enjoy this beverage. And the Silk Sonic sent us white rum.
That's wow. Bruno Mars's white rum.
Oh, this is his brand?
What? Woo. And you know the Doja is legal in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So imagine being at a Silk Sonic show, blowing smoke out the window.
The window. Set your flashing lights report.
Let that ring off.
Yeah, that's smoke. Dreams just came true. That's smoke, baby.
Yeah. I took a little something to get here. Yeah.
The Earth, Wind, and Fire vibe.
Exactly.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I can tell you got beat energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me.
All right, once and for all, let's have the discussion. Damn it. Stop this song. Stop it. Make it stop.
What's happening?
God, I was getting coffee. What happened?
You're always getting coffee. Or dancing with Griff in the hallway.
I heard that. I was like, oh, it's
that sounded good to you.
It's got a bop.
You like it?
I just heard the beat from the background. What were you listening to? All right.
Call right now. 800-223-9797. I like Lotto. She seems like a nice person. Never met her before in my life. She seems like a great rapper. I don't like the song.
That's okay.
It's number one, Ebro.
Number one where?
On radio.
What does that mean? Like,
I don't know what it means, but that's what they tell me. I don't know what it means.
Played song at radio stations?
They said that it's number one... top 40 and number one urban.
No, really? Someone top 40?
That's what they say. I don't know if it's true or not. This is what I've been told.
Bring up the line. I want y'all to call. Y'all want to hear that song? Y'all want us to keep playing that song? You want us to keep playing that song?
Nah, not at all.
All right, thank you.
Don't just be a hater. Be honest. If you like it, say you like it. It's okay.
Just said, no, not at all.
You want us to keep playing that song, fam? Who this?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name, man?
Yeah, this is Sean.
You want us to keep playing that song?
Yo, Ebro, much respect to you on the morning crew, but I like that song, man. Right. Leave Lotto alone, man.
No, it's not. Yo, it's not about her. It's not about her,
he said
fam.
What he said.
Wow. He likes the song.
So he said what he said.
It's 50-50.
Okay.
I like it. Okay. Look, it's up to the people.
Let's see.
Okay.
You want us to keep playing that song?
Hell no.
Trash that. All right. That's an old segment. Smashing the trash. Turn your radio down, please. Try to figure out if we keep playing. If you want, listen. All I can control is this show. It's gonna play everywhere.
Right.
So, but here you know, we. By the way, I'm the type of person. If everybody likes it, I'm gonna stop feeling some type of way about it. I lose all emotion. I've been doing this too long. 70-80% of the music we play, I don't like. But for some reason, that one just is rubbing me the wrong way right now.
And coming off that Silk Sonic, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
See, this is what Shani does. Y'all hearing what he's doing? He's reminding me that I played something that was phenomenal, and we followed it up with something that is rubbing me wrong. So he's trying to take me to a bad place and have me lash out.
That's why you're lashing out.
And I'm not. And this is not about Lotto. I like Lotto. How many times? This is not personal.
Right.
It's always personal with artists, though.
I'm just being honest. I guarantee you, Lotto didn't even want to make that song. She made the song because she knew it would get on, or they made the song, or had her make the song because they knew it would be a radio hit because it's easy.
Maybe.
It's a familiar beat already. Everyone loves the beat. People love it. They already knew. To do the thing with the beat that everybody already knows and then rap over it, We've seen it 100 times.
True.
Take a familiar song, rhyme on it, and people are going to be like, oh, I know this. Okay.
She's still going to take it personal when you get on the radio every day and say, I hate the song. There's never been an artist in history who goes, oh, I get it. No doubt. I hate the song too. They all go, even if you're right and she didn't want to
make
De La
it, Soul.
It's her song.
De La Soul hates Me, Myself, and I. Well,
they hate it too much. And then we're like, nah, it's actually a pretty cool song. Why hate it that much?
All right, we'll take one more. Turn your radio down, please. Please, please, please. Pretty good. Turn your radio down. Hello, right. How are you? Do you want us to keep playing that song? Okay.
Nah, y'all gotta pack it up, man. Y'all gotta pack it up.
He said pack it up.
Pack it up.
Yeah, pack it up. Get Lotto out of this.
No, don't make it personal. It's not about Lotto.
I told you it was personal.
I don't think so.
It's not about personal. What do you want to do, Laura?
I say we keep it.
All right. Rosenberg.
It's no worse than everything else we play.
So what does that mean? Yes or no?
I mean, really appreciate the shade in just that statement alone, first of all.
Well, how about this?
Play the song. Rosenberg says play the song.
That's not what I said, but it's fine.
Rosenberg loves it.
I do like the sample.
You see?
Genius of love.
It's great. It's great. Daphne says play. Or don't play.
I love the mix of this song, though. I will say that.
What does that mean?
It's clean. It sounds so
it's
clean.
Oh, it sounds good. Okay.
Sean, you hear me?
Yeah, it's definitely clean.
Because Rosenberg loves it, I'm convincing myself. I'm listening now. 3, 2, 1, and I'm on it. In a big
old bag. So if you want to know what I hate about this song, it's that it's literally saying the most generic things that women say on songs these days. That's what I hate.
Well, it's too late. You voted to keep it, so now we're stuck.
Small waist, big ass, rock the mic.
Laura, you got any lotion? My ash is crazy right now.
No, I don't know.
Sean, you got any lotion? Do we keep any lotion around here? I thought I lotioned my arms this morning.
I think we have some in the office.
You can use this sanitizer for your elbows.
You can't do that.
Why not?
You can't put sanitizer as lotion, man.
It'll like grease up your little ashy, the little ashy.
It'll make
part,
it more ashy.
The creases, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro, that's not gonna happen.
No,
it's my whole arm. Look.
Yeah, it is kind of bad.
Put that aside.
I don't know. Only,
crazy.
Look at this.
Shea butter, man. That's all I. You know what I'm saying?
I know Rosenberg don't have any lotion.
I do.
He just
home.
Started using lotion 2 years ago.
So many. I have so many different ones at home though. But they're all.
Yo, no, real talk. You started using lotion 2 years ago. Would you say?
It wasn't the first time ever.
No, but I'm just saying as a priority.
As like, I'm going to go buy it myself and make sure I have this, not like use my ex-wife's or something in the past. Yeah, probably in the last couple years.
Yo, Griff, you got any lotion? You black?
He wants to go get it.
Oh, he's got lotion.
Coconut oil.
Yo,
oh, we got coconut oil? That'll work.
Yeah.
Cocoa butter, coconut oil, all that goes.
Yeah, I don't think they have it up here. It's mad hand sanitizer, though. You want to try it?
Yo, Shiny, man, why are you doing this to me, man?
It's everywhere.
Why are you doing this to him?
I'm just trying to help, bro.
He doesn't want to disinfect his hands, Shawnee. He wants to moisturize the elbows.
Well, my elbows might have COVID.
Yo, take the sanitizer.
If you take the sanitizer.
But, yo, so prior to 2 years ago, you didn't use lotion, so like you didn't see. I'm just trying to
here
understand.
Here we go.
I'm sorry to backtrack, but I need to understand.
Yeah.
So you weren't able to see ash? Like, because I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
White people generally
can't see it.
Can't see it, and it's not as
because they're
prevalent.
White. They're light, does it, so they don't
wait,
see it.
But wait, doesn't it? It doesn't. Your skin doesn't itch or feel like
doesn't get dry
like just feel dry. No.
Wait, do we need to explain that melanin? The way things are, the skin is different. This
it's
is the
different.
One. It's the only actual difference between black people and white people is okay. Skin. Well,
but I'm a very
physical.
Very
physical. That's what I mean.
White Latina, and I wear lotion every day. I grease up.
Right. If you don't wear lotion, your skin feels weird. No. Or if you don't,
yeah, I just feel dry and itchy.
But have you been doing it your whole life?
Yeah.
I think women.
And women, right.
I think women of all. I think this is mostly a male convo. I think all women of all ethnic backgrounds
mostly
moisturize.
At different levels.
Yes, at different levels.
But yes, every woman I've ever been with moisturizes.
Like your girl does, right? She slaps on the lotion.
Yeah, but not probably as obsessively as she would if she were a black woman.
Or a darker complexion.
Or darker
woman.
Complexion than she is.
In
you know what I'm saying?
Of, lotion and skin cream.
She
or
uses lotion all the time, but it's not like. For example, when I, my ex-girlfriend, who's biracial, it was the first thing every morning was her sitting there like lotioning her legs. I wouldn't say I don't see Natalie doing that in the same right. with the same sort of passion.
You want to take care of the
built
skin.
In thing, but it's not just about it's taking care of it because there are differences in the skin that are needed.
Right.
Like when some of it, even if your skin is the same as someone else, you see it.
You see it.
It's dry. Especially in the winter time.
You mean that you can see that it, but don't you feel it also?
Some. No, I don't feel dry. I don't feel dry. I look dry. Cass, he feels dry.
Like you don't, when your hands are dry, like you don't feel like your hands like.
I sometimes between my index finger and my thumb, I feel dry. That's the only thing.
Little spot.
Yeah. And like, you know, but that's the only thing that feels dry on me. But I see ash. But then again, you know.
Listen,
my complexion brings it out.
I know.
And then in the wintertime, listen,
you can see
the level of dry in the winter, that's when I really feel it sometimes.
He drinks mad water.
Yeah, exactly. I only feel it, I can feel it on my face if I like forgot to moisturize for a couple of days. And it's like
days.
Oh my god! If I don't, I don't put lotion.
And I've
on my
showered,
face.
And I've showered, and used soap, etc. And I haven't moisturized.
So
at all.
Can I tell you here? So and here, plot twist: my that's body, right. I need lotion. I don't put lotion on my face. I don't put anything
you
on my face.
You barely have any visible face. You basically just have eyes.
I don't put anything on my face. Well, that part. Yeah, I don't. I put
nothing.
But because I put like stuff in my beard, maybe that adds to the moisture.
But
I don't
eyes.
Put it under my eyes.
Oh
I don't.
My gosh.
I don't do any of that.
If I don't do that, I will feel like I'm cracking. I put lotion. I have three different lotions that I put on. I put a serum. I put a vitamin C treatment every day, twice a day, actually.
But I think that's. There's a good part of you, Laura, that's probably also your style and just what now you feel
maybe,
comfortable with.
Yeah.
I doubt you'd be walking in here cracking
no,
after
No, but I've
two
taken,
days.
Let's say I was on vacation and I didn't bring the usual products. I've been like, oh my God, I'm in desperate. I need
but
face
you're also,
moisturizer.
But you're also a crazy person.
Maybe she's dry, fam. Why are you coming for her, calling her a crazy person? We discussed earlier
dry.
On the show.
Maybe you have mental health issues.
Oh my God. Probably.
I mean, to Laura's point, after I take a shower, I pretty much have to dive in a tub of coconut oil. I can't not put something on. Like I have to literally dive face first into face a jar first. Of coconut oil.
But you're five shades different from Laura. You guys are wildly different in skin tone.
I know, but that's the whole point because she has to do it. She feels like she has to do it too.
Right, but that's just how y'all feel. The whole skin tone thing dry. May or may not be it. That's all I'm saying. All I know is I still haven't gotten any lotion in here. Have y'all went round and circles about how y'all feel? How come I can't find no goddamn lotion? And Shawnee's still trying to hand me hand sanitizer.
I'm trying to help, family. I'm trying to help.
Yo, you know who got lotion? Auntie Ann.
Oh, you already know.
They got lotion at WBLS.
Go check.
Hot 97's gotten so whitewashed, we don't even have lotion up here no more.
It ain't black enough. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't black.
She got some in her purse. That's
go to the black station and get me some moisture.
She's brown skin. Let me tell you, when you put that shea butter on some brown skin,
oh, man,
that glow,
feels
great.
It feels
that
great.
So glow. That was real.
Yo, if I was there.
So that's why, you know, you come out the shower, you want to pussy, you want to see the glow. So,
I'm trying to figure out
Shawnee,
what happened.
Do you moisturize your face?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Shea butter.
And
I'm not moisturizing. I don't consider it moisturizing.
That's what it is.
But
I'm saying, but
that's
exactly
what you're doing. What else do you moisturize?
My whole body.
You really?
Everything. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do between my toes, on my undercarriage.
Bruh,
I do my elbows.
That would make me miserable.
Yo, you got that song, Shea Butter, baby?
I would hate putting lotion all over my... Before you put on your clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would feel like sticky and not want lotion all over
sticky?
My body. Yes.
Yo, Rosenberg, I spent just as much...
Absorbs, right?
Face and head, spent- face top of my head because I'm bald. All of that, I want to feel moist. I do not want, like, between my toes and my undercarriage.
Oh,
I don't want moisture in my undercarriage. I want
I
dryness. I used to put baby powder on. Just give me dryness in my undercarriage.
I use coconut oil. It's so soft down there.
Hey.
Yo, sometimes I hate taking a shower because I'm going to take just as much time putting lotion on as I was in the shower. It takes a long time, man.
Got to stay moisturized.
Now I have this image of you guys, like, Shawnee, Ebro, and Cass
don't do that.
Sitting
why would
there
you
like
imagine
a commercial for Nivea lotion
that.
Laying out, rubbing their
not
naked
a big fan
balls.
Of Nivea. not a big fan of Nivea.
Yeah,
not my thing.
Neutrogena.
I'd rather a nice
I have a giant tub of coconut.
Speaking on it.
Me too.
And then we have the cocoa butter, if you want to go that route. Or you can mix them together. You ever mix the coconut and the cocoa butter? That's a nice
get you some Vaseline intensive care. It just absorbs
Vaseline's
quickly.
Too heavy. That's too heavy.
No, it doesn't.
Well, at least Vaseline is basically doesn't have a smell.
No, get you some.
He brought out like a dessert buffet. Cocoa butter.
Yeah.
What was the other one? And coconut
oil.
Yo, you can add some Malibu and rum and you have yourself a delightful beverage.
That's right. I am a delightful beverage. You should ask around. 97 minutes commercial free. Cast one. Turn that shout out to all the women out here. And all the fellas putting on their shea butter, staying moisturized. Ari Lennox, what's going on? The gurus in there.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Father, hold me close. Don't let me down. I know you won't.
I maintain, and I've said this for a long time, nobody cares because, you know, y'all want to go buy your products and, you know, do all your special serums and gels and tight skin tighteners and blemish creams and everything you want to do. I believe, and I've always believed, my mom taught me this actually. And my grandmother, I think my mom, I recall my mom saying my grandmother taught her, my dad's mother. What you eat and put in your body contributes more to your hydration and skin condition than, and obviously over an extended period of time, not on a day. She's not saying don't moisturize on the outside. Just saying that the overall ability of your skin to maintain moisture throughout your life is really tied to what you put inside your body.
That's a fact. Grandmas know.
It's an organ. Your skin is an organ, by the way.
No, it's definitely affected. Well, people know that, though. There are people who have a slice of pizza and break out.
Right.
That's a thing. Like, I can't eat pizza. I'll get a zit. Like, that's your skin being like, no, too much oil, whatever that thing is.
The cheese, the grease.
Mm-hmm. So that's real.
And it's also, you know, like when you have hormonal things going on inside your body, when you're a teenager and you was having acne or whatever you was having, you know, a lot of that is obviously tied to hormones, but it's also tied to diet.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Your hormones is out of whack, and you know when you're a teenager, you eating anything you want to eat, drinking whatever, you know, sodas, you know, Capri Suns and pizzas and, you know, pizza pockets and all of that, eating junk, and you're like, yo, I got acne. And it's like, fam, you just guzzled a 2-liter bottle of Coke and had a Twinkie and some Big League Chew. And you want
that's a fact. Eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, water-based foods, and drink a lot of water, your skin will be glowing.
It is true. It makes if you're pounding water, you'll see it quick too. Mm-hmm. You could see a difference in, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks of going hardcore on water. Mm-hmm. The one time when I went really aggressively in that regard, like more so than generally, I remember people noticing and saying quickly, like, yo, your skin, like you glowing.
See?
I was like, just a lot of
but
water.
But it's you know, something you got to do every day.
It's
and consistently over a long period of time.
And I also got to be real with you. Gallons are too big. I have this 32-ounce. I have the 32-ounce thing.
Gallons is like, walking around with a gallon, a jug is
it's
like.
Aggressive. Really.
But no. But I have the 32 that I got from someone and I've been filling it up multiple times a day. I got a new Brita, which is way better than my old Brita, which poured too slow. This one pours quick.
All right, hurry up with the story.
Sorry. So the last few days, I've been making sure I kill it twice.
Nice.
And then I realized, I'm like, wait, a gallon's not 64, it's 128. So I'm only hitting half a gallon? This is terrible. I thought it was going to be a gallon. Okay.
Well, really, you should be doing they say.
Half your body weight and ounces.
Who's doing that, bro?
Me.
It's a lot.
Bro. That's a lot.
I drink at water, and I have coffee. That's my two things that I do. And I only drink a cup of coffee in the morning. That's
Listen,
it.
The company, which is why I like the company, Ounced Water, you know, I buy those 40-ounce bottles. Drink three of them.
Wait, I have a question. Three, can you sleep? Those are can you sleep through the whole night?
No, I get up and go to the bathroom.
That's terrible.
Nah, it doesn't bother me at all. I get up, go to the bathroom, fall right back to sleep.
I hate that part.
It happens every night probably around 2:30, 3 o'clock, which is good. It works for my job because then it's like, oh, I got a few more hours. Let me get this little sleep in. And I wake right back up and go.
But again.
And I get better sleep when I'm hydrated because you're not all dry. Your mouth ain't all dry. Your nose and eyes ain't all dry.
Also, for the record, two things. One, Ebro is much more disciplined than most people. We've talked about that.
I fall, by the way, on the hitting 120 ounces.
Yeah, you don't do every
day. I fall short, for sure. I'm trying. Right.
You're always trying for that.
Yeah, I'm
but
trying.
But also, remember, Ebro sounds cool when he talks about the things he does, because he's like masculine and like, you know, that's what I do. And we're all like, yeah. If Ebro was in a different body and frame and describing like how disciplined he was, you'd be like, you are a weird dork.
No, but people say that too.
But like, it doesn't come off that way because you seem cool. But it's like, and not only that, he's crazy and obsessive about it.
No.
Like Ebro will have a cookie. Life. Yo, you're like my friend Judd, except he's a huge nerd. He has a cookie and he's like, oh, my stomach's not so good.
What are you
I had
about?
A cookie.
Ebro's a huge nerd.
I know. Nerd. Like, what are you talking about?
But he'll eat one. I went to the airport. I got a quesadilla. I've been sick for three days.
Yo, listen, I had that quesadilla one time at the airport, man. So I thought, yo, my head started hurting. The air pressure was getting, my nose started running. It was a mess.
Johnny, don't say yeah and agree with him.
I do agree. I know the
life. It happens to you now. Yes, now that you eat clean, super clean. Yes. If you eat something immediately, like within like
you feel
hours. Your nose will start running. Your body responds like, yo, why did you put this in?
What I'm saying is that is possible. But is it also possible that both of you who are obsessed, especially Shawnee, with the nuts and berries, that there's a little bit of a mental part, too, that you feel bad eating it? You're like, this is wrong.
Well, yeah.
I feel sick now. My body's rejecting it.
Psychosomatic.
It's a little bit psychosomatic.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Why do you think that Shawnee eats M&M's and it's like protein?
No, he doesn't anymore.
Yeah, I don't do that no more.
Laura, after COVID, he was like, I can't even eat M&M's anymore.
None of it. You know
cleaned
what I'm
up. He had to clean up.
Had to clean up.
Get rid of the M&M's.
That's right.
Because there are people who are super healthy.
But you was eating chicken and all that back then, too, before COVID, right? You was eating some chicken.
Yeah, I would mess with some chicken sometimes, fish, you know, but I cut all of that.
Wait, you don't eat chicken at all?
So what do you eat now? Lemons?
Just raw food for the most part. I mean, every now and then, but I'm like 85% raw food all day. But if mom's got something and I'm over the crib, I'm going to eat mom's food. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm mainly raw food all day. All day.
Keep it's hard. Raw food is hard. You got to plan for that. You got to be prepared.
I got to tell you, I love life.
Meal prep.
I want to live. I want to be healthy. I want to live a long life. I'm being serious, though. This is a deeper conversation. If that is what my life has to be, is eating raw food. Hear me out. 90% of the time.
Speak on it.
I think I will take the L, not being crazy, but if that means like once a week I want to have, you know, a piece of fried chicken, or on Saturday I'm going to have a slice of pizza, whatever that is. I can't do that a couple times a week, Friday and Saturday.
See, but I do that a couple times a week.
Yeah, that's still...
But you said, Sean, you said 85-90% raw food. I don't think I have that in me. I don't think I'd want to go live to be 105 and they'd be like, I spent the last 70 years eating nothing but smoothies. I don't know if I could do it.
No.
Yeah, but like a couple of times a week if you want to.
Yeah, 6 days a week, 5 days a week.
That's fine.
But Ebro, you eat vegan, vegetarian, right? You don't eat. Okay. So I see your girl preparing delicious meals.
Oh, it's amazing. She's a vegan. She's like a vegan chef at this point.
Yes. This is her thing.
She was vegan before me.
I was still
doing fish and whatever.
Some of that stuff looks too good. Like, I just don't.
Absolutely. Let's be clear.
Please.
Vegan.
Does not equal healthy.
Does not equal healthy. Yep.
Right. That's a fact.
Vegan just means you're not eating animal.
That's it.
But because you've sauced it up, seasoned it up, fried it up, and everything else. Right. And by the way, a lot of vegan food. It's still processed food, which is still bad for you.
Right. That seitan. What is that?
Just lab meat? I don't even eat that. Like, get that out of here.
You like eating veggie pizza with veggie pepperoni on it and then having some veggie ice cream after.
None of this is real food.
Like, what are you doing?
It's the same thing.
You wonder why you still big. You got heart problems.
Wait, so Shawnee, when you wanna have a good meal, a cheat meal, if you will.
Yeah,
what is your cheat meal?
Yeah, what was the last time? Tell us
some Caribbean food.
So
you know what I'm saying? It might still be some
ice house stew.
Some soup, some ice house stew. I eat fish. You know what I'm saying?
Some fish?
Some dumplings, some yams, some ackee, some saltfish.
Yeah, fish. Some fish is a cheat meal though?
Fried fish.
Is it fried fish?
Yeah, it might be fried fish.
Okay, that's a cheat meal.
You know what I'm saying?
What's a typical dinner for you in the raw food world?
Right.
Like when you sit down and have dinner, what
salad,
do you eat?
Salad, but it's not always salad. I do a lot of smoothies. I do a lot of smoothies.
So you do smoothies all day?
Yeah.
For dinner?
Yeah, throughout.
And for breakfast, lunch, and dinner smoothie.
Different flavors, yeah, man. You got to have different flavors.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just eat fruit. I have grapes, you know what I'm saying, fruit around the crib.
Listen, y'all better get used to eating these smoothies because in a minute the world going to be so effed up, all the food going to be bad, and all you're going to have is your blender and some ice and some powder, so you better get used to these smoothies.
A lot of nuts and proteins, raisins, all that.
I have a lot of smoothies, dates. Don't get me wrong, but I just need other things, too.
Love a date.
Dates are delicious.
I love dates.
You mix that with some almonds, you're popping.
No, dates are too many. Honestly, for me, if I'm trying to lose weight or be in shape, can't really put dates in the smoothie.
You could just put one if you want it to be a little sweet.
One. You need a couple dates in there. You need to have the chewy bite that you hit. Those are when you get those chewy bites.
Oh, yo, what are we doing right
okay,
now?
Okay, sorry.
It's Thursday in New York City, and we're talking about smoothies and dates.
I'm talking about food.
People don't give a damn. You know what they want, though? The guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to help you, to guide you.
The energy.
Shawnee Culture, please burn that seed. Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's in need of our help, Rosenberg. It looks like Rosenberg wasn't prepared.
No, I'm actually fully prepared. My dad just sent me a text, though, Laura. This is just for you.
What?
My dad just sent me a text that says, I'm 50 today, and he sent a picture of our old dog from my childhood dog. Wow. I guess it's his 50th. It's Herbie's 50th birthday.
Oh.
Herbie?
Herbie. Young Herbie.
Herbie.
Black.
Black.
Wait, yo, Herbie looks dope.
Is he alive?
No.
So why has he said to get
you? All right. Come on. Because he's reminiscing about a dog that passed away 20 years ago. Gosh. Read the damn email, man. Come on.
Is he alive? The Guru Laura at gmail.com. He's the world. I didn't mention I have the world's oldest dog. Oh, I forgot. He's in the Guinness Book World Records.
Dog record. Years? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the Betty White of dogs.
He'd be like
dogs.
2,000 years old in dog
Betty years. White of dogs.
Yeah.
That's not even right what you just said, the Betty White of dogs.
Oh, you know what he meant.
Hey, everyone, I love your show and everyone on it, but I'll keep
this
brief.
That might be the reason you get canceled right there.
Oh, my God.
For the Betty White of dogs.
For the Betty White of dogs.
She loves dogs. She'd be into it. I'll try to keep it brief and get my point across. I know how much some people hate long emails and tune out. My message is about the most important relationship, my relationship with myself.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I am a 27-year-old woman who has dealt with a lot of self-esteem issues my whole life. In short, I have years of religious and sexual trauma and an eating disorder. I've been in therapy for a few years and have tried medications before to help with my mental health problems. It's been super helpful, but I still find that I struggle with self-love and motivation. I have ideas on what it is I want for my life. Career change into tech for more money, learn to play an instrument, become a Pilates instructor. But I struggle with believing I am worthy enough to have the good things in life. In turn, I am left unmotivated to become a better version of myself. It's been a problem since childhood that I don't like myself. But I really want to change that as I move into my 30s. Therapy and meds have left me in a better state and helped me to identify what my main issues are, but still really struggling with my self-esteem. I'm proud of what I've been able to work through so far, but lately I've been having trouble staying afloat. Has anyone on the show ever dealt with something similar, especially when it comes to growing older? If not, I'd still like to hear from all of you on what you think. I'm young and I have time, but as each day passes, it strikes me that I'm in a depressive state and it makes me feel worse. If you read my message, huge thanks and looking forward to hearing your honest thoughts. If you don't read it, well then I played myself. And this email's unread.
Dang, this person's really sensitive.
P.S. I'm with Ebro. Lotto's song is trash. You should stop playing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. Well, this person is clearly dealing with a lot and needs to continue to go to therapy. And I would just add that if you have an eating disorder and your body's not getting the nutrients and you're not getting sleep and all this other stuff, you are definitely going to be emotionally all over the place and need other support. And whatever's triggering that, I mean, hopefully the therapy brings it out.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be so hard on yourself when you already giving yourself a congratulations, you played yourself. You already hitting yourself with the button. The thing is, it's true.
That's interesting. Good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's already looking at it as half empty. You understand what I'm saying?
That's a great. That's why you're a guru.
If y'all don't read this, then I played myself already. Like, you know what I'm saying? Take the chance, whatever. Anyway, the light at the end of the tunnel sometimes, at least for myself, is that everything changes. Right?
Keep going.
Everything
seasons changes. Change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same, like Love, Doctor Strange?
Kind of that part. I don't know about the Keep Love, going. Doctor Strange. But things you know what change, I'm saying? Though. Yeah, because you can be in a depressive state because you're looking at life for what it is sometimes, right? And you want to eat that depression away sometimes, or you want to sulk in the moment. But when you look towards the future and you know that things can change, because sometimes you have to just know that it's not going to be the same as it is now forever. And if you can look towards that and you can find motivation in that you can create the change that you're looking for, and that you know things do change, they don't stay the same, like Dr. Strange, is that what you said?
Things change.
Right.
Things seasons change. Change. Mad right. things rearrange.
It can take you out of a depressive state because sometimes we want to soak on the moment and what it is, and we think we can predict the future.
But that moment will not last forever.
Right. We think we can predict the future. It's always going to look like this. It's always going to be like this.
And
that's a pessimistic mind state.
Yes. I agree with you, Shawnee. And it's also, therapy is not a one-stop shop.
That's a good point. People throw out therapy very loose. Yeah, I'm a therapist.
Or I went to therapy and it didn't work. No. Guys, sometimes you have to continue. I've taken breaks when I felt like, okay, I'm in a good place right now. And guess what? I called my therapist right back. I think it's time for me to check in with myself. And it's totally normal.
Therapy is like anything else we was just discussing. It is a life time journey. You are constantly, look, if you're not constantly learning, constantly working, constantly trying to do the right thing with your nutrition and your rest, and constantly working on your relationships with your family, like, that's what life is. That is the journey of life. And that reality is sometimes is daunting for people because you're tired of working. You just want it to be all good. Where did you get that thought from? Well, where the day was going to come where it was just, well, it's being, you don't have to work anymore.
It's right. being, it's I mean, being, it's right. being sold to us. I mean, let's be real. There are a lot of people who pretend to be one thing and are really snake oil salesmen who are pitching their books about self-help and self-love and mental, and they make it sound like, go to therapy, you'll be fixed up, because there's a business in that.
Right.
The truth is, it's not how therapy, bro. Does my therapy work? I'm in 3 therapy sessions a week. Mm-hmm. 3. 2 different therapists plus one of them has a group session. 3 different therapies a week. It's helpful. It's a gratifying part of my life that I enjoy the conversations with these people, and I think it's useful.
Right.
I'm not healed. I'm not solved. I didn't figure anything out. I still look back at what I did the year before. And I'm like, yo, I was in therapy for mad years then too. I was an idiot just last year.
Right.
You know, so it's hard. It's forever. At Ebro's point, you're going to keep going. Don't look for a fix right now.
Well, and the best thing that you could do, whether you're working out in the gym with a trainer, and the trainer is showing you, like, this is how you do this and this is how you do that. And let's say the day comes where you don't work with that trainer anymore. You still have those tools that trainer gave you. You just have to put them in motion every single day. Same thing with therapy. You go to therapy, they give you tools, they tell you certain things, you work through it, you have a conversation. And then, like Laura said, you walk out and you're like, yo, I need to call somebody. But did you actually put the tools to work yourself?
And that's the piece that I'm thinking too. You know, I mean, it's dope that she recognizes it is self-love, that she wants more for herself into her 30s. So she conceptually understands what has to happen, but wanting it alone and not putting the action or the work behind
it is
where a lot
action.
Of us fail. You know what I'm saying? We desire it, but we don't really put in the time and work, real work. We just, I really do want it. I really do. Do you want it? Do you want it?
Love is a verb. You got to put that thing in action.
Wow.
So if it's about self-love,
you got to love.
Do you love
you
yourself?
You got to actively do it. Do it. Put Say it. Do the things that make you feel loved. Say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Do more things that make you feel loved. Find people who want to be loved too. Love on them and let them love on you.
Super!
And remember, always remember.
Even if you are not ready for the day, It cannot always be night.
Sir, face out to work.
It cannot always be night. That light's gonna come.
He's out of sight. Oh. Whoa, you got me pipe.
Okay.
You man like I.
This isn't where I expected it to end.
This record's hard, though.
It's a turn, but wait.
Right.
Yeah, I'm shaking the drop. I'm still up on top. I've been at the bottom.
You thought we might have been going towards like Whitney Houston, Learning to Love Yourself?
Or Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror?
Man in the Mirror.
I was going to hear the gong and the sweeper.
Oh, hit that too.
Hit
that right now, Shawnee.
So love is the answer? So say the Guru.
Put in the work.
Yeah.
Love is the message. Love is a verb.
That's right.
Tomorrow's answer.
Don't put that thing in action.
Don't be yesterday's pessimistic.
Yesterday's question.
So see the Gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Sight, no weakness. We're not weakness.
You're not happy with the ending?
No, first of all, for several reasons. Number one, we didn't really give an answer. Number two, Shawnee, who made a lot of sense throughout the whole thing, just ending it with, don't be pessimistic. Well, that's the whole reason she's in therapy in the first place. Right, if she could just stop being pessimistic.
All right, you guys want to go back to the standard changed. Or Guru standard? Be patient with yourself.
Well, I was going to say, you know what the word I wanted to use for was? Grace. Give yourself a little grace.
Oh, I love that, Rosenberg.
Yeah. What does grace actually mean?
It's giving. I feel like when you say give someone.
Good question.
Right.
It's like we all know it, but do we?
No. You actually do kind of have to Google.
You just chill out.
You kind of do have to look it up and read what it means. But you do give yourself that. You
like,
know?
Be.
Give your, give yourself.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Be kind to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be empathetic.
Take
to yourself.
It easy.
Because even when people sang Amazing Grace and went to How Sweet the Sound, I was always like, it does sound, but what does that actually mean?
Amazing Grace.
It sounds great.
And then right before we eat, we say grace. It's a little confusing.
Well, grace has different meanings there. Let's see. Hold on.
Looking up grace.
One is simple elegance or refinement of movement.
Then there's
courteous goodwill.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about.
Or when you, or if you use it as a verb, is do honor or credit to someone or something by one's presence. Interesting.
Maybe it's so, like show up for yourself. I don't know.
I think this is a mess. We're looking for the courteous goodwill to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Being good to yourself. It's giving yourself room. Give yourself room to be a human being who's made mistakes.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, and also if you want to go on the religious side of it, I mean. You know, if you believe in God, God has love for all people. God forgives everyone. What have you done in your life that you don't deserve all the things in the world? You know what I'm saying?
So, Rosenberg, the Christian definition of grace is the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings.
There it is.
See?
There you go.
See?
Amazing grace.
Makes sense.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Yo, bars.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Call right now. We got a $500,000 in your hand. You can get paid. We said it sang Amazing Grace. We discovered grace. I mean, what a program.
Find a show like this.
And you get paid, man. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Have a phenomenal day. The weather's trash. Let's get it. Are we doing this too?
That was his out.
All right. I'll make it quick. quick, but I don't know if you guys peeped this, guys. We had a lot of talk about subways and barriers, platform barriers. All of a sudden, it was announced, and I saw it on the news, that subway platform barriers are being considered.
Okay.
So the MTA has created a group that will explore installing platform doors at subway stations.
So why considered and why not just being done?
I don't know.
Why is this a consideration when we discussed yesterday, damn near every major city in the world that has a subway has barriers. Mm-hmm. We know they work. More police on the platform to respond to problems.
No.
Aren't going to stop the problems, because guess what police are doing? Responding. The problem already happened. Mm-hmm. It may deter in some cases because people see and they're like, oh, I ain't going to do nothing crazy because mad police down here. But the other day when the lady got pushed into the train, police was right there, feet away.
But like we said, police can't predict the future.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You can have as many people.
Put the damn barriers up, especially at the most busy train station. Just do it.
We should not accept that 50
And don't raise the fare. Don't act like because you put some barriers in, now you got to charge more, because there's mad money just came to y'all.
It's coming in. The weed's coming in. The gambling's coming in. Stop it. And 50 people in New York shouldn't die a year on the subway. That we just accept. That's 50 families ruined.
And by the way,
year.
That's not new.
It's been happening.
Yo, sing Amazing Grace again.
All right, that's your Flesh and Light report.
Like you know me.
Alternate side parking rules are in effect. There you go. No,
we're waking up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.